1025 The Bull with Martina McBride for you there. Good morning. It's 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Thursday. Glad you're with us. Cold outside, well below freezing all over the central part of the state, and even colder up north. But we're looking at like 29 degrees outside, so wow, it's cold. But not as windy, when that makes it feel better.
It does, absolutely. I don't know what you're planning to get under the tree for the kids or what Santa's bringing this year, but chances are it's probably...
Santa! I know him! I'm sorry.
It's probably a Kinect. Did you see how many of those things they sold just in the first month?
The Kinect is astounding. I kind of want one, although, you know, I ran out and got me a Wii. I ran out and got my grandson a Wii.
Who was like a week old.
He was a week old. And we don't ever play it much anymore.
Yeah.
So I wonder if I would play the Kinect. I mean, if it takes movement, I'm not really into it. You know, if I can just lay on the couch and make things happen, that's a good thing. But I had, you know,
you gotta get up, exercise. Yeah, Kinect sold more than 2.5 million devices for Xbox 360 just in its first month. That's huge.
That is huge. Of course, it's not that bad. It's $150.
Yeah.
They can take pride in the fact they outsold Apple's iPad in its first month of sale. But then again, it's a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
So a lot more people can afford it. And you remember in the old days when some of these new gaming things came out, there was never many of them.
That's what I was just going to say, is that they really did it the right way, where it's not everybody's
they were
going,
stocked. Yeah.
Everybody's going, oh God, how am I going to get one? And people fighting for them and, you know, like selling on eBay for thousands of dollars. Thank goodness for that. Hopefully that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I think there's plenty of them out there. And it, you know, it is an astounding new technology. I read a little article on the Kinect, and it's just the beginning of what's going to be an amazing way for us to interconnect with computers. This is just the first little step in a game. It's going to be amazing for everybody.
That's
later.
Good. So later, you will be able to sit on the couch and pretend.
Yes.
Think about moving.
Just think about moving.
And you'll be getting up.
And you'll be moving. Your game will bring you coffee. It's going to be great. And it'll be 50 cents.
Bullseye Traffic.
Getting on the road in Jasper, Highway 78 in the traffic center. I'm Captain Carl with Bullseye Traffic on 1025 The Bull.
I move and
1025 The Bull. Good morning. It's Dollar Bill and Madison with you on this Thursday morning. Cold outside, 30 degrees, 29 somewhere in there. Coming up at 6:20, we're going to talk about the big game this weekend and who may or may not play.
Turn the quiet up. Turn the noise down. A little smoke.
Smoke a little smoke, Eric Church on 1025 The Bull.
Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke.
I saw your mouth open like you were going to say something.
I just love that song. I just do. Eric Church knocks me out. Good morning, Dollar Bill and Madison with you. It is cold out there, 30 degrees, 29 somewhere in there. I think it's like 25 in Gadsden. That's hideous. I'm sorry I complained about the heat 4 months ago.
Me too. But I had an excuse. I was pregnant.
Well, wait. Hot or cold, it ain't going to matter. In Atlanta this Saturday, going to be a big game as the big SEC championship goes on. It's, of course, South Carolina and Auburn. Auburn ranked number one in the nation, which it means they've got everything to stand up for. Of course, they beat South Carolina when they played them earlier in the season.
Yeah. A lot of people say that it's harder to beat a team a second time, but I think they can do it.
Yeah, I think so, too. Of course, I guess it could be. They've already played you. They know. They've studied you. They know more about you. Of course, you know more about them.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that had a lot of people really worried that are SEC Auburn fans, I mean, in the SEC, was that Cam Newton was told he was ineligible early in the week. But then they've reviewed everything, and now they say Cam Newton is innocent. Auburn is innocent. It was Cam's dad that really is kind of the guy shopping him around. And did you see where they said his dad can have nothing to do with Auburn? He can't. I don't even know if he can go to the game.
He probably can't. I don't think he would anyway. Because have you seen him at a game? You'd think that if he was at a game, the cameras would be right on him. You know what I mean?
Oh, really? See, I've never seen him. I mean, I don't know how it was. Does he just go crazy? Does he?
No, I don't know. We watch all the games that I've never shown the camera showing.
Oh, that's true. You know, with all the stuff going on, this looks like you'd find him in the crowd and be highlight. You're right.
Yes, I don't know.
So maybe either doesn't go or goes incognito.
Certainly not going to go now.
Well, he may not be allowed to. Yeah. So anyway, it looks like, you know, this is going to go back as a lot of people thought earlier. It's going to be pretty much back on the Kenny Rogers deal with his dad. Cam Newton's going to play.
Mississippi State might be in trouble.
They might be.
Yeah.
Because
Auburn's
looks like they may be shopping some other folks, too.
Yes, but Auburn looks like they're okay. Cam Newton going to get to play and, you know, probably going to head to national championship this year.
That's exciting.